This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Given what the president just said about the nuclear deal, it's no surprise it could be gone soon, maybe in just a few hours, tomorrow or Friday. Reports indicate the president could decertify it in that time. Would that be the right move? What would be the result of that? Sam Faddis is a longtime CIA operations officer, very familiar with that region, and he joins us tonight. Sam, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
I think the overwhelming majority of our viewers probably agree with the president that the deal was feckless, badly negotiated. I think most people agree with that.
Right.
What does it mean to decertify it, to pull out from it?
What it means if they decertify it is now the Congress will have the option to reimpose sanctions, U.S. sanctions. That's basically what it means.
There's a concern among some people in Washington that there are forces in the foreign policy establishment pushing the U.S. toward an armed conflict with Iran. Do you share that concern?
I do share that concern. I mean, I agree 100% that the deal should be scrapped.
Yes.
We should walk away. Yeah, it's a disaster. Now will be the really difficult part. What we do, how we navigate this territory. And we do not want to be careless. This is a time for really sober judgment.
What would it mean to be careless? How could this go wrong after decertification?
Well, we have allowed the Iranians out of the box, not just in regard to the Iranian nuclear deal, but across the entire Middle East. We're going to have to push back. We're going to have to get them contained again. There are going to be a million opportunities for that to go wrong, for us to end up exchanging fire with them or end up being dragged into a conflict with them. So this is not a time for hotheads and people that are all eager to start exchanging fire.
What would a war with Iran look like?
It would be a mess. I mean, this is not a bunch of guys that you can drop a couple of bombs on in a cave, right? This is a major military power with a Navy and Air Force, with ballistic missiles, with allies all over the Middle East. And by the way, allies all over the world. I mean, through Hezbollah, they have the capacity to strike anywhere on the planet.
And of course, they're a major ally of Russia.
Absolutely. Right. And by this point, other people are even being dragged into this. I am unclear as to where the Turks are right now. Used to be firmly in NATO's camp, now apparently sliding toward the Iranians.
So there's this idea finally that you could delay the advancement of the Iran nuclear program by air, by lobbying in ordnance. Is that realistic?
You know, the first thing I always think when somebody says that is you better know where everything is, right? That presupposes some really superb intelligence. As a guy who worked that for a long time, I'm not confident that you can do that.
But are you confident that we have superb intelligence from the region?
No, I'm not confident that we have superb intelligence. I bet our intelligence on the Iranian nuclear effort is mediocre at best, to be honest.
Coming from someone who gathered intelligence for a long time, not reassuring. Sam Faddis, thank you for joining us
thank
for
you.
That perspective.
Thank you.
Sam Faddis, former CIA officer, and he's an aspirant of the running for Senate in Maryland. You know, we have to take in stride what he's talking about. I mean, he should be careful and be aware of this. He's been out of the loop for a while, and I understand his concerns and, you know, the flags that he's throwing up there. But this is the problem with things that are confidential and top secret, is that just because you've been there, yeah, you kind of have an idea of some patterns. But you know, like right now, we have a different administration. So what is that? How does that translate? But, you know, I appreciate his concern that, you know, we could be in a hornet's nest here. And that's like anything that has to do with all aspects of the military. You just can't be, you know, banging nuclear warheads around and saying, hey, you're the big bad boy on the block. You know, wisdom, you would hope, would reign on behalf of all peoples and the world. Here is what we're looking at. But nonetheless, I mean, he does bring some insight into the conversation. And we appreciate him being on Tucker Carlson to break it down and tell us all about it. Sam Faddis, former CIA officer talking about the dangers of Iran and what we're dealing with and what we're faced with in decertifying the Iranian nuclear deal.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Gracie Pozzo-Christi is back with us. She is a policy advisor for the Catholic Association. Dr. Christi, welcome back. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, glad we can have you here to talk about the new HHS mandate. The president, I guess following the lead of one former president, Barack Obama, says he's got his pen ready so that maybe we might be looking at some more surgical cuts to some of these religious exemptions in Obama's contraceptive mandate. Break that down and help us understand what this means for religious exemptions.
So the contraceptive mandate was something that was added on at the discretion of the Secretary of Health under the Obama administration. It's not something that that the law has on its own. It doesn't make the law stand or fall. So it was added on by his administration, and it makes it so that every employer has to supply through their insurance plan. Contraceptives, including some contraceptives that are abortive patient or that operate by causing a very early abortion, to their employees. Now, this had a very narrow religious exemption because they understood that this was a practical impossibility for people of certain faiths when they operate in the public square, whether it's a church or a seminary or things like that. But the exemption was too narrow.
Yeah.
So it was taken to the Supreme, all the way to the Supreme Court, and now Mr. Trump, his administration, has rolled this back and allowed a more broad exemption.
So, with him rolling back, is this before the Supreme Court decision? Help us out with the timeline here.
Okay, so the cases that were taken all the way to the Supreme Court are basically still open. They're still before the Supreme Court. And they will be continue to litigate these because the claimants want something that's firm in law to permanently defend them from that assault on religious liberty.
Mm-hmm.
We expect that the Supreme Court, especially with its new makeup that's balanced again by the addition of Neil Gorsuch, we expect that this will be a very cut and dried case.
Well, Dr. Christi, the thing that I find quite interesting is when this was, up with a fevered pitch and you had the left, well on display, promoting, regardless of religious exemptions or anything else, it was their body. They demanded, free contraception coverage, which Barack Obama was more than willing to provide. But now that this has been, that this regulation has been cut back, you're not hearing a lot of resistance on this issue. What's going on?
Well, you're hearing resistance from the people, the real fringe players, who unfortunately have a lot of influence on a certain political party, who really see these issues as foundational for them, that contraception and soon abortion, because this is what they really want, should be free or paid for by the government and paid for by everybody's taxes. So those fringe groups are very excited about it. But, you know, normal Americans understand that contraception is something that is easily available. It's inexpensive. You don't have to have your employer, you know, chip in a $4 copay. That's not going to make a huge difference in your life.
Exactly. And so this is, I guess what I'm sensing, Dr. Christie, is this is kind of, you know, ferreting itself out, so to speak. It's not the be-all and end-all, but certainly what they see it as, you know, if they don't take a stand on this, then the next thing to go is taxpayer-funded abortions.
Well, yes, and the Obamacare mandate was not this contraceptive mandate. It wasn't put into Obamacare because women in the United States were having trouble finding contraception and paying for contraception. Mm-hmm. It was done in bowing to these fringe pressure groups as a way to insinuate the government into that private space of the employer and the employee, of people of faith, of people who just have a conscience and want to decide how to run their lives in the public square. It was a ploy to get in that space.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say that the cutback in this regulation, which the administration just exercised, that roughly 200 entities that have participated in about 50 lawsuits over birth control coverage, according to the agency, which said that 99.9% of women who currently receive birth control through the contraceptive mandate would not be affected.
That's right, and we have to also keep in mind that our government, state, and at the state and federal level, already spends many millions of dollars a year, billions, I think, providing free contraception to women who have no other way to access them. So yes, this is really not an issue which will affect the average American man or woman. It's not going to make a difference in their life. This is really just an issue for the left to keep driving that stake sort of in the private sphere, in our civic private life.
Well, and of course, Dr. Christie, a lot of the highlight was on the Little Sisters of the Poor and the kind of pressure that was put upon them and, you know, the penalty that, you know, was hovering over them like a dark cloud. This has to be a breath of fresh air for them.
Let's face it, those Little Sisters were the most wonderful meme, if you want, showing, you know, a relentless Obama administration willing to take these ladies who live the highest virtue that we can ever imagine, which is to give up your entire life and dedicate it for no money to the indigent elderly, you know, and serve them with their own hands. These ladies, Obama took them to court, all the way to the Supreme Court, and when the Supreme Court said, no, this doesn't sound right, the government can come up with a better solution, they did not relent. And so that was a good visual to understand what's at stake here.
And there really was a war on religion. Now, where are we today on that, as you see it? Is, you know, the war continues as we become more and more secularized. I mean, after all, it was this president that announced to not only America, which was a big surprise, but to the world, that America was no longer a Christian nation.
The war on religion, you know, we lost a lot of ground in the 8 years of the Obama administration, and we're gaining some of the ground back now. Along with the rollback in the HHS mandate, there was also a directive issued by the Department of Justice on different ways that religious liberty needs to be bolstered in the public square. And so we're getting some of that ground back, but I think we all Americans, whether we have faith or we don't, we all have to be very mindful that that's our first liberty.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Christie, we got to have you back because I want to talk more at length with you regarding the Hispanic culture, because I know that you're very involved and engaged, and there is a presumption within the Hispanic community that is being put out by Democrats, I would say, and progressives, that I believe is unfair and mischaracterizes the Hispanic culture. Of course, myself, raised, born into the culture, I know differently, but I'd like to talk to you next time we get together and discuss this more at length, because I do not appreciate the misrepresentation of our culture. So, Dr. Gracie Posey Christie on
Dr.
Bill Martinez.
Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Danny Lifford joins us. He joins us live from Mobile, Alabama. He was like Lieutenant Dan, you know, sitting there on top of the roof yelling and screaming at the hurricane, "Come on, come and get me! I don't care!"
It was very similar to that a few days ago, with a somewhat of an uneventful storm that blew through a little bit. bit of rain, but fortunately, we escaped any damage around here.
Well, thank God for that, Danny, and I'm glad you're with us right now. We want to talk about indoor air quality. A recent indoor air quality study found that 79% of homeowners know that poor indoor air quality can impact their health. So how do you make sure the air inside your home is as healthy as it can be? Now, you're here to break it down for us so that we're breathing in a healthy way, in our homes, especially after this hurricane season. So we probably need to be a little bit more on guard than usual, right?
Well, certainly do. And the thing about it is, over the years, people have done a really good job in sealing the envelope of the home. That's great for energy efficiency, but it does trap a lot of things inside the home if you're not aware of how important the exhaust and range hoods and all of the things that you need to be doing, which are fairly simple. And as we move into the colder months, that means we're going to be spending even more time inside. And one of the key areas there, of course, is the kitchen and the bath. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, Chelsea Lipford-Wolf, is here to tell you a little bit about the importance of the kitchen ventilation. It all starts there when you're preparing those gourmet meals. You got to make sure you have the proper exhaust.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know how much cooking you do, but you've seen all the pots boiling on the stove, and you have all that steam rising and the odors that come from cooking, good and bad, and then the smoke. You want to make sure that you're venting that out of your house. That's not good for your indoor air quality. So you need a quality range hood that's going to suck that moisture and odors up out of your house. But you want to make sure that it's vented all the way to the outside, not just into your attic. That's not doing you any good unless
exactly. It's
all the way outside.
Right. Well, Chelsea, I'm glad you joined us. Actually, I'm two pots certified. I'm hoping, to get to three and four pot, but right now I can only have two pots on the stove at one time, so.
Well, that's pretty admirable already, though.
I'm moving in the right direction, Danny. You've been inspiring me after all these times,
Well, the other thing, too, there's so much better-looking range hoods now than previously. The one that we installed recently on a kitchen remodeling, it just had kind of rounded corners, had the LED lights. It's much, much quieter than other fans. And, the guys at Braun have done a lot of research over the years. And another thing you have to consider, the trend with the open floor plans where you have the kitchen that opens to the dining room or the breakfast room, that means you have a lot more cubic feet of space that you have to really move. And that requires you to upgrade to a larger unit, which makes it even more important that it remain very quiet. So that's one of the first considerations when you're talking about the indoor air quality. But the next thing is the bathroom, because, when you're taking a shower, certainly you need to use your exhaust fan, but it really needs to stay on for about 10 minutes after you get out of the shower to keep moving that moisture out, keep, minimizing the mold, the mildew, and all of the things that can happen when you have an intense moist area. So that's another area that's very, very important.
Well, Chelsea, what about keeping your furnace filter clean? Now, that's got to help the indoor air quality, right?
Well, certainly, without a doubt. If you're able to keep that moisture out of your home, you're able to really be able to, minimize any of that cleaning and mold and mildew that you have to do. It's just one of those things. But there's also a bit of a habit. You have to get into that practice of using these fans and using them for 10 minutes afterward. It really makes a difference.
Exactly. Chelsea, how about you? What other tips do you have up your sleeve that you're holding back and not telling us about?
You do want to change out your furnace filter every 3 months if you're using a high-quality one. If you're using a low-quality filter, first of all, you shouldn't be. Second of all, you need to change it more often than every 3 months.
Right. Now, when you say a high-quality, is it all about the price, or what do we need to look for in a high-quality furnace filter?
The price is definitely an indicator, but you want to look for one that's labeled electrostatically charged, and that's going to help filter out certain pollutants that the cheaper filters can't.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Danny, how about you? What else do we need to look for?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things, cleaning, the type of cleaning products that you select are very important, too. There's so many environmentally friendly cleaning products that have less VOCs or volatile organic compounds. But if you do have some cleaners that are your favorites, then in an airtight container. You can get a container that'll fit right under your sink, and instead of having it outgassing all the time and circulating throughout your house, you can keep that, those odors contained, and you can use it as needed. Now, if you can get in the habit of storing, you know, if you have an adjacent attached garage, maybe put those cleaning supplies in that container out in the garage and outside of the living area is even better. And believe it or not, houseplants are fantastic. Not only do they make the inside of your house look a lot better, but they really filter that air passively 24 hours a day. So buy a few houseplants. Put your cleaning materials in a container. Those are two very, very simple steps that will help the indoor air quality.
Chelsea, you know, you just mentioned about filters being changed about every 3 months. This isn't like a once-a-year battery in your smoke alarm, but we probably need to have some triggering points just to remind us that we need to do this. And maybe what you're suggesting is as we go through each season, in some areas the seasons are more dramatic than others, because like in California where I was raised, it seemed like just one continual season, maybe interrupted by rain for about 5 days was about it, you know. But for most people across the country, they go through seasons. So these are probably good reminders as we go through the season to, you know, check your home out. You know, let's do an air quality check. Because what you're talking about with these ideas, it's not like you're going to spend an entire weekend on this, right?
No, absolutely not. And definitely change your filters. The first day of every season is a good reminder. I know down in the south we need to change our filters more often during the summer because we're moving a lot more air through our air conditioning units during the summer. But that is certainly a good indicator at the first day of each season.
And Bill, we actually have a really cool checklist on our website that people are really using throughout the country. It's called our Four Seasons of Home Ownership, and it's on todayshomeowner.com. Actually, it's four different lists that when, you know, the first day of, you grab that list, and it'll give you 10 items that you need to do at your home. It's just kind of a way of balancing out your home maintenance throughout the year. And you know, so many people love those checklists.
Exactly. No, it's a great idea. I'm sorry, Chelsea. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
It just breaks down and makes it owning a home so much easier to manage by breaking up the task and just giving you a few things to do each season instead of like a laundry list of things to do.
Exactly. Well, yeah, we got enough laundry lists already. You know, Danny and I are used to that kind of laundry list
That's
stuff
right,
that comes
yeah.
at us. And we love those laundry lists, don't we, Danny?
Oh, yes. That makes us super fathers and super husbands, I think.
Exactly. Well, my wife went out and had some specially engraved stationery. It says Honeydew on there. So, boy, we really love those lists. It looks really nice. But, Danny, hey, Chelsea, and both of you, thank you so much. Great ideas here, you know, for homeowners. We really appreciate that. And, of course, all the information there at your website. And we want to thank Brone, you know, a partner site at Brone.com, you know, for their great ideas and help, you know, for keeping our air quality inside our homes very clean. So, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, Danny.
Certainly. Go to todayshomeowner.com. We also have a copy of an infographic of that particular survey that will really show you why the indoor air quality is an issue. So just check it out at todayshomeowner.com.
You got it. And Chelsea, thank you for joining us as always.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Bill.
Danny Lipford, Chelsea Lipford-Wolf on Bill Martinez Live. Talk to you guys later. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bill.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312. From Struck Film.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
For small reward.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know to connect on any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country of ours, and, of course, around the world via shortwave. We're going to talk solar energy. You know, homeowners across the country can go green and save green when they make a simple choice, making the switch to solar energy. Now, while traditional electricity costs continue to rise, the price of solar, believe it or not, has fallen 67%. Over the last 5 years, resulting in more solar power systems coming online. In fact, a new solar project was installed every 84 seconds in 2016. Did you know that? There certainly is an appetite for solar nationwide, and you can understand. This is according to Pew Research Center. Two-thirds of Americans support alternative energy development over fossil fuels, up 5% from December 2014. And when homeowners purchase residential solar systems this year, they'll be eligible for tax savings too. Hey, more good news. Now, while solar has experienced great growth over the years, increasing by an average of 68% annually for the last decade, the concept is still new to many homeowners, and this is why we're grateful to have the solar energy expert from SunPower with us. Whitney Torres is back with us to fill us in on all the exciting new details and how you can save a lot of money by going green. Whitney Torres, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, good to have you here. I like these factoids here. I was not aware of this, that there's enough sunlight falls on the earth in 1 hour to power the earth for 1 year. Wow, that's a lot of energy that's available to us, right?
Pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that blew me away. I was not aware. You know, good little fun factoid so you can take to the next cocktail party that you go to. In the last 35 years, prices for solar electricity have dropped from $75 a watt to under $3 a watt. We love developing technology, don't we?
We do, yeah. And well, the fact... the fact that there have been so many advancements in solar is really incredible.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to, you know, transition to, is the advancements that we've seen in solar power that some people, you know, just have not been aware of. I mean, it's definitely come a long way.
It really has, and as you mentioned, there are innumerable environmental benefits, which is really important, but the economics of solar is what people really are interested in, what motivates people to find that alternative energy source.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's come down 67% in the last 5 years alone is significant.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, for us here recently, because we've been looking at motorhomes, and because we're talking about taking the radio show on the road across the country, I thought it would be a lot of fun. And I hadn't even thought about this. And our advisor said, have you thought about installing some solar panels? I said, okay, I'm interested. And it was amazing what we could do with the motorhome with some solar panels. I mean, so this was new to me just here in the recent months. So we're excited about this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so let's talk about the candidates. I mean, here we found out that we're an excellent candidate for solar in employing a motorhome for the radio show. But who else is a good candidate for solar?
Owning your own home is the first step. And then you can talk to an expert and determine if your roof has sufficient roof space and is viable in terms of shading and no obstructions. But most people are a good candidate for solar.
Well, I would think so, especially, you know, if you're green sensitive, you know, and I think that that's an encouraging thing, because there's a lot of, unfortunately, there's some controversy about going green, but I think more and more Americans are realizing, hey, going green is a good thing, and there are benefits and, you know, and the costs and the savings, you know, when you measure that up. Maybe you can address those three topics right now, Whitney.
And I'm environmentally motivated, but really the green that you put back in your pocketbook is what really supports the solar industry. Being able to invest your money in something that actually has equity and a return on investment instead of writing a check to the utility company every month, which is just gone forever, that's a huge benefit. So it's not just the environmental benefits, it's the economics that people can save money, pay less for their electricity, and then also have some tax relief because of the tax credit, which is 30% of the system price.
Yeah, all that money you save, you can save for your next vacation. Why not? I mean, going green is good, especially like you say, when that green translates into your wallet, right?
Right. Yeah, when you save money, you can easily think of all the better ways that you could spend it.
Well, you know, and the good news, too, as we were mentioning earlier, the cost of this technology, like everything that is developed here in America, you know, we got to deal with the original, you know, R&D, you know, type expenses that go into it. But then after a while, they start to come down and become a lot more effective. I mean, when, you know, over the last 35 years, for example, as we mentioned, you know, solar electricity has dropped from $75 a watt to just under $3 a watt. I mean, that is a huge, huge savings in and of itself.
Right. It's super affordable, and there are zero-down finance methods, so you don't have to come out of pocket for the investment, and you can start realizing the savings right away.
Explain to the audience the solar installation. What's that process like? How many days does it take? Or, you know, can this be done in one day? Or what is it like?
Advancements that we've seen, it's actually super simple. It's a common misconception that it's going to be complicated and lengthy, so it can take as little as one day or up to 3 days, depending on the particular project, but it's really minimally invasive to your day-to-day schedule.
Well, that's great. That's been cut down quite a bit, and it's great for the installers, too, I'm sure. Let's talk tax credit for the homeowner. What does that look like?
Really important because it buys down the cost of the solar and then also allows you to offset your tax obligations. So it's subtracted from what you owe on your tax return, and it's the amount of the credit is 30% of the system price.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's a great way to ease your tax burden.
Exactly, without a doubt. You know, solar panels, as you've shared with us before, Whitney, work in different climates and environments. I know that's, maybe we've gotten some myths and misunderstanding about how solar panels work in areas where there's not as much sunshine. Break that down and help our audience understand that as well.
Sure. I'm glad you asked that because that is a common myth. Solar does require sunshine to generate electricity, but low-light environments are still good for solar, especially if you have a high-efficiency solar panel. The product is really important, but high-efficiency panels generate more electricity. In a low-light environment, like somewhere that's cloudy or foggy or has fewer hours of sunlight.
And, of course, the solar panels you would install would be adjusted, or you would, you know, maybe choose a different solar panel because of the different area that you live in. If you're out in the desert and you're getting bombarded with sunshine all the time, probably a different solar panel than somebody living in Seattle, possibly, right?
Well, high-efficiency panels are really important. You definitely want to evaluate the product that you choose because not all panels are created equally. So there's a lot of different panels out there on the market, and when looking at a product, you want to ask yourself a couple questions. What is the energy output of the solar panel? What is the durability? So how much over the lifetime of the panel? And then what is the warranty? And then the company that backs up the warranty is really important as well. So
exactly.
Product is really important.
As a rule, how long will those solar panels last?
Well, a good solar panel has a useful life of about 40 years.
40 years? Wow, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's excellent. That's good to know. Well, as we wrap things up here, Whitney Torres, where can people go for more information?
People can start their search online. They can go to sunpower.com/get-started for more information. And then the SunPower website also has a really great blog for people who are just starting their education and are trying to figure out what questions to be asking.
Well, Whitney, as you can tell, is a seasoned solar energy professional with a passion for renewable energy and environmental stewardship. We also appreciate her giving up some time to come here and talk to us and educate us more on solar. And Whitney, again, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Bill.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall, and for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America Executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right travel rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. Lil Ponte joins us now, former think tank futurist whose articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, many other publications, former roving editor at Reader's Digest, co-author with our good friend Craig R. Smith, which isn't to say that Lowell is not. Lowell is probably a better friend than Craig R. Smith, but I don't want to say that out. Did I just say that out loud?
You are a wonderful friend of both of ours, Bill. So Craig spends a lot of his time on Fox News with Neil Cavuto. You see him on there every week.
Well, some people have said I kind of look like Neil Cavuto. I wish I had his personality. He's such a genuine guy. I like him.
He is a lovable guy, yes.
Yeah, he really is, and smart, too. So, hey, and now that I got you, because we need to have at least one smart person in the room, this is why I asked you to come on board, because we got to talk about you know, this tax reformation. I mean, America is crying out for it. The stock market seems to be responding to it just at the mere mention and suggestion that we might be able to realize some excellent tax reform. What say you?
Sure, this is an interesting month. October, 500 years ago, Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the door and became the spark of the Reformation.
Yes.
Now, the Reformation was not just religious, it was also economic. Mm-hmm. As sociologist Max Weber pointed out in The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism, with Protestantism, you got a whole new approach to economics. Wealth was no longer viewed as evil. Individuals working hard and getting rich was no longer viewed as suspect. That all became suddenly acceptable in the Western canon, much more than it had been before. And therefore, our economics today, the Enlightenment philosophy and so on, largely grew out of that change of philosophy.
Yeah, so I hadn't thought about that, but you're exactly right, Lowell, on that. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. And when you know it, on the anniversary, 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's 95 thesis right there at the Wittenberg door.
By the way, October is also the 100th anniversary of the Russian Revolution. Lest we forget, in the founding of the Soviet Union that lasted all of 75 years or so. So this is a time of revolution once again, and what I'm proposing is we don't need tax reform, vital as that is. What we need is a tax reformation.
Mm-hmm.
What we need is to go back to the fundamental Enlightenment value that government is to serve us. We
yes.
are not to serve it. Our taxes should only be what funds the government, should not be all these games that politicians lately play, just to fund themselves, make themselves rich and important, because the truth is, government doesn't make anything. Well, I'll take that back. It makes cronies wealthy.
Right.
By transferring what we've earned to them, and it makes war. But other than that, what does government make that it should be entitled to at least a third and in many cases more of our income? How is it acceptable that we today have business taxes of 35% plus? In fact, if you add together all business taxes, federal, state, and local, the average business in the United States pays 46% of their income off the top to government.
Yeah.
Nearly half of everything they earn, and some pay far more than that. Why is that just when in communist China they only pay 25% business taxes? Think about that. Communist countries charge less to business than we do.
Yeah, no wonder the kids all want to go to communism now, right?
Well, this is the problem with progressivism and the idea that the main purpose of government is to redistribute wealth, which is to redistribute what some earn to those who are more vital as voters to those in power. I mean, this is just part of what can disturb us. And they do this in all kinds of sneaky ways. For example, we are told what the Republican tax plan is. The moment we shifted to tax policy, the media was full of stories about how the Republican plan is all for cutting taxes for the wealthy and for business while punishing the rest of us somehow.
Right. And little granny's going over the hill, right?
Yeah, in every case they were quoting the Tax Policy Center. Now, the Tax Policy Center, lest we forget, the Wall Street Journal has described as a, quote, joint effort of the Urban Institution and the Brookings Institution, two Democratic-aligned think tanks, closed quote.
Right.
I mean, why does the media, therefore, always say, oh, well, we have this nonpartisan study by the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center? They're not nonpartisan. They're right. far left. They're farther yes. left than most of the Democratic Party itself. And so, therefore, people have been bamboozled by this, but you can understand why. I mean, we may now only have time left at best to cut taxes rather than restructure them. But if you look at the Gary Cohn, say, director of President Donald Trump's White House Economic Council, who was also one of the high muckety-mucks at Goldman Sachs, traditionally a Democrat bank, an institution in Washington, Gary Cohn says the wealthy are not getting a tax cut under our plan. But then he also said he can't guarantee, those are his words, can't guarantee that taxes will not go up for many in the middle class. Meanwhile, the lowest marginal tax rate, which is paid by everybody who pays taxes, about half the population, is to rise from 10% to 12%. So everybody gets shafted. So who exactly is benefiting from this? Donald Trump says the workers are benefiting because the biggest winners, he says, will be the everyday American workers as jobs start pouring into the country, close quote. Well, that's nice. But it ain't a tax cut.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, it's not a tax cut on you or me. It's a tax cut on business, which is a wonderful thing. I don't know why businesses pay tax at all. I mean, they are public beneficiaries. They provide jobs, new products, new opportunities, new enterprises in the society. They make us all better off. Why are they taxed? And I'll tell you why. Because both Republicans and Democrats have worked out a very neat little scam.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the scam works is this. We're not going to raise taxes on you. No, no, no. We're going to raise taxes on those vicious, hateful capitalist companies over there. Well, when they get their taxes raised, we all know what they do if you stop and think about it.
Hey, we get to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, the consumer is passed on. Of course.
To them, a tax increase is just a cost of doing business.
Okay.
And so they turn it around and they add it to the price of whatever they're selling us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pay the tax increase. But the politicians then get to stand up on their soapbox and say, we taught them, those evil people who were charging you so much money for their products. They don't tell you that half the cost of a new car is taxes in one form or another passed on to you. But you're the one who will pay those taxes. That's the Democrat tax plan, as opposed to the Republicans. We're going to screw the ordinary consumers in America. Mm-hmm. And by the way, while socialism serves people as workers, supposedly, it really doesn't, but that's their claim, not everybody is a worker. Talk to the nearly 100 million people who are of working age not working, for example. Talk to the retirees and so on. But everybody's a consumer.
Yep, exactly.
If you weren't consuming, you'd die. So when the Democrats basically announce that they're going to screw every consumer in the country by raising taxes on the companies that sell you things and will pass it on to you, think of what a brilliant scam that is. They get all the benefits of the taxes in Washington, mm-hmm. but they don't get any of the political cost. They turn it around and blame capitalism. Meanwhile, they are crippling capitalism. And the more they cripple businesses, the less able capitalism is to survive and thrive. You wonder why the economy was static for all that time. You wonder why we've had 55 market increases since Donald Trump became president. I mean, think about it. Mm-hmm. It's because we haven't had an overt enemy of capitalism in the White House since Barack Obama left.
Exactly. Yeah,
and
big difference.
Make no mistake, Barack Obama was an overt enemy, one of these "you didn't build that" mm-hmm. Progressives who think capitalism deserves no respect, no credit, and should be taxed massively.
Well, we've got about a minute left here, Lowell, so sum it up in a package for us. What's our hope in the midst of all this? You started out by saying we didn't. What we needed was tax reformation. That's our hope?
Our hope is that we get back. The reformation is a return to the fundamental Enlightenment philosophy, part of which began with Protestantism and Luther, that the government is to serve us, not vice versa. We are not supposed to be serfs. We are not supposed to be devoting our lives to supporting the government. The government was founded to help us.
Exactly. Well,
and therefore, taxes should not be an undue burden or oppression on us, but we're fighting now a battle between people who want America to function as a nation under control of the people and those who want a globalist system like the European Union that England has been trying to leave, that basically want to erase nations altogether and put you under an elite, a ruling elite that doesn't respect democracy or the will of the people at all, that simply treats the people like sheep.
Exactly.
Now, by the way, this is what Craig and I write about in our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. It's a 250-page book. If you'd like a copy of it, absolutely free and postpaid, won't cost you a thing. You can call a toll-free number and get it. 800-630-1492, won't cost you a penny. Oh, but yes, 1492 is the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue, but he's politically incorrect now. 800-630-1492 to get the free book.
Well, as always, Lowell Ponte, we enjoy your insight, and I'm right with you at the Wittenberg door with Martin Luther, and maybe we need to take it to Washington, D.C. and remind them that this is a government of, for, and by we the people, and we the people need to remember that as well. Lowell Ponte on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lowell.
Hey, thank you for being a beacon of light to people, Bill.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.